Well, it's that time. It's a Thursday. It's Hit the Target podcast where we discuss all things PSL. Today is a special show. We've got a special guest. We've long. We've had so many podcasts. We've said it on this podcast. Uticela nisitholele indlendoda. Siyayidinga. We need him here on this podcast because this podcast is about passionate people. It's about passion. You know, once we see somebody passionate on social media, we try by all means. With me now, we've got the special guest whom I'm going to introduce to you right now. Josh, you are here back again. Welcome to PSL Hit the Target podcast.
Welcome, welcome, and welcome to all the listeners. They are in for a treat today.
Yeah.
I'm excited to be on the podcast and also hear from this passionate fan.
Yeah, we'll be discussing all things supporters. We've got one of the most passionate fans. We've seen him. We've seen his videos. He's been trending. We've got him here on studio today. Before I introduce my special guest, I'm just going to play this lovely clip.
Thank you, boys. Thank you, Coach Mangete. As Kaizer Chiefs supporters, we are happy today. As Kaizer Chiefs supporters, we promise to give you support all the way. We are happy about today's results. You are playing very, very well. You give us beautiful football and goals. It's just what we want. We're not asking more. All we need is to be happy in the end of the game.
All we need is to be happy at the end of the day. We've got, of course, you know that voice, Umenbi, chairperson of East London branch. Umenbi, unjani mfowethu?
All right, baba, unjani?
Hi, all good, man. It's a pleasure. It's an honor, actually, to have you here. Yazi kade sasikufuna, ndoda.
Hey, my bengayazi.
Shibe singazi sifika indaba. Kade sasimemezela la kule podcast. Ithe sifuna uMenbi ayifike le ndoda. So, siyayizwa la iclip ethi, we want to be happy, at the end of the day. We want goals. We want beautiful football. As a Kaizer Chiefs supporter right now, ngalo Thursday, after 3 wins in a row, are you happy?
Very, very happy, my brother. Very, very happy.
So, what's your comment though about, the situation, we Chiefs, right now? You know, they've been on and off, Chiefs. We saw them losing 4-0 against the Sundowns, losing against the Cape Town City, winning a couple of games. Now, semi-final, MTN 8, second leg, AmaZulu. Nje, ubona ngathi iqale kanjani nje season as a fan?
Yeah, let me say that, as supporters, we don't want to give the coaches a chance.
Yeah.
We always want to get results.
Yes.
We're always crying about the old players in the team. When this guy came in, he removed all of them. He bring the youth, the youngsters. But we have to give him a chance to combine them.
Yeah.
Because some of them, they are new players from other teams.
Yeah.
But you know, end of the game, when you face Pirates supporters, they are laughing at you. When you trace Sundown supporters, they're like, hey, you decide, you forgot about what you see in your team,
yeah.
What the changes you see. You start, hey, end of the game, we won 3 points.
Yeah.
But when you sit down, when you alone, you know what that guy doing.
Yeah.
If you can see Atazwane's work,
yeah,
it's 100%. We see Kaizer Chiefs. We see the old Kaizer Chiefs now.
Mm.
But we panic because
of the pressure
from other fans.
So, Josh, I like what Tumenbi is saying, actually, you know, that sometimes in football you find that the coach is building, you know. There's young players coming in, players from different teams are coming in, you know. After 8 games, we then start to panic because we've lost a game and Pirates fans are laughing. Sundowns fans are laughing. You know, you've experienced it. You are a fan yourself.
Mm.
You find that maybe Arteta's building. Yeah, your Man United are on your backs. How important is it to, as a supporter, to give a coach time and trust the process?
Look, we saw it in the last fixture. There was a mistake and it led to a goal.
Yeah.
And before maybe even the fans got behind the player, who got behind? Ngobo.
Yeah, it was Dolly. And Uhlanti, we both saw them showing leadership. Meya Gublom, after this mistake, and say, chin up, boy, uzoba right.
Yes.
You know, so that support.
So it, the support is coming from inside first.
Yeah.
The players are supporting each other. That's a good sign.
Yeah.
Secondly, we've got one of the biggest supporters in the studio with us.
Yeah.
Get behind your players. As long as you're getting behind the players, they will be encouraged to keep, playing the same way that the coach wants to play firstly, and then they can continue to move forward with that. If you make a mistake, it's football. Everyone's going to make a mistake, but the fans need to get behind. You can see that there is something that is brewing at Kaizer Chiefs, and it looks good. Get behind them.
Get behind them is what we're saying. So, Men B, you are, of course, chairperson with East London branch, which is one of the biggest branches like South Africa. It's one of the branches as she is born as Hamba in. So there are people, there's a guy from Mzimkulu here in KZN ngifonele buza ukuthi bethu bafuna ukuqala ibranch. So bengibuza ukuthi kwenziwa kanjani uma ufuna ukuqala ibranch, and I was like, hey, mina akanginawo ama details, angikaze ngaba kwi branch. Isikhathi esiningi nje I'm one person mekune game ngizihambele ngibuka igame ngithini. But when and now that we branch, if abantu bethu baqala ibranch, What is the first step? Ekumele basithathe, maybe zoqala le branch labo, and what are ama advantages nje wokuba ne branch and nama challenges nje abakhona e branchini?
Yeah, brand, you know, if ufuna uqala e branch, it's not just to start a branch.
Yeah.
First of all, ufuna ukuyazi ba what you want.
Yeah.
What you love, because some of the people aba supporter Kaizer Chiefs okanye ezinye team, when the team is not doing well,
they
are reverse. You see, abanxibe nezikipa abathini, funeka uyazi before uyongena kwe branch uyazi uyayiphila lanto.
Yeah,
when the supporters sit down, when we asikhulisa as a branch member,
yeah,
akunyanzelekanga ba ube kanti we are a chairperson of the branch. As a branch member, you have to talk to the people.
Exchange nasibe.
Yeah, that's why it's city tina. Nobaya winner, nobaya baya loser, siyamba nabo.
Yes.
The Kaizer Chiefs. Kutwa love and peace.
Yeah.
Nobagunzani, because alipeli moya.
Yeah.
We can lose the matches by 5 in the row, but each and every day, you see, I'm traveling every day.
Yeah.
I'm booking my ticket in the loser today and the booking ticket for the next match. And they didn't know Kaizer Chiefs is not bringing the cups, what, because they're a pillar inside my heart, Kaizer Chiefs.
Mm. Yeah. So before anything, funakbe, yinto wena, o pillar, ungathi, ay, says liwe, branch, si wile, says tina yahambi.
Yeah, I branch, I say function, check out East London branch.
Yeah.
Before we see we COVID, besi topi, singa this, nga tati league, sometimes I tata kuta, bandu ba disappointed. But check out event, this is enzileyo. Kekosha le COVID, zongi province, besi travelisha, si East London. Si sends oma anniversary, si sends the soccer tournaments. And sikhulisa I team yetu
I branch
sibonikalisa because Chiefs siyathanda noba sekusithwa ke because of COVID we are not going to the stadiums, but we collect all the supporters and when they want si preach a spirit of Kaizer Chiefs,
spirit of Kaizer Chiefs.
Yeah.
So okay, Men B, you obviously talk about fans from other provinces traveling to East London. You talk about maybe East London branch njengamanje maybe nama members amangapi nje if nje unga estimate.
The last time I check, I remember said to, I think there's a go 400. But again, go as active as the Swiss spirit. Because Abanya Band, when you are doing it, you're right. Yo, funu join, about like excitement, they like ash. Okay, you can bukele glow, telling a travel, shanga to a state, I'm Nick Law, tavern in the bukele call, and send the game watch. Abandu Babon in the celebrate, I will mind the Papa funu join. But once the team ends, I go Sebastian Zinzin. But as a member, she is we good standing. But as ngabonakali, but in Gadi, sepago go 400.
Yo,
members.
So, Josh, Men B obviously talk about the branch having about 400 members.
Mm.
He says though, sometimes you'd find that there are members, if you're doing something good, just because they're seeing people, they just want to go with the wave, you know, they'll want to join in for that period of time, but they fail to maintain, that, consistency, which is something that's happening, everywhere, you know, even in church, you know, when you're like, nitlangene, it's
when
all
things
nice.
Are all good
when things
nice,
are all
yeah.
good, but when it's time for consistencies and things like that, people tend, to disappear. That's what Umenbi is saying right now.
Look, I mean, as a fan, it's difficult when your team is going through a tough patch. But if you, I would like to actually ask Manby, if there are those fans out there, first and foremost, before we carry on, if they want to come through to East London, it's the biggest branch. You'd want to come through to East London. If you are there by any chance, what places do you guys go to?
In East London.
Like for Ama Fan Watch in Indus Ganjal.
A lot of places in East London, a lot of big places. And I mentioned the names.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we have a club like, Jeff's place, like Ofana's place. It's the biggest place. But sometimes we do that, a friend don't see me again, big screen on the open space. We bring I'm a camp chair.
So when you say open space, man, be, are you talking about Umuzi Womuntu or maybe like
a park.
Shon begi ilona lapho and then
watch. Yeah, sibeke big screen.
Sure.
Sibize zonke ke ngoku branches around it, branches ning around East London branch, even see invite Sundowns and Pirates. Because East London is the first branch in East London. Sahamba sayovuselele Orlando Pirates, sayimisa bay branch, sayovuselele Sundowns, sabamisa bay branch. Bonke baphuma under East London branch.
Yo, that's interesting, man. Be wait, as Kaizer Chiefs supporters, na actually na Puma, na yovusa ama branch wo Pirates no Sundowns.
And that thing, a fight between the supporters, Sakalo East London ubabiza sihlale phansi, the guys, this is a football.
Yeah.
The players, Chiefs and Pirates, after game, they go and drink together. Tina, we are fighting here.
Yeah.
If you can go to East London, all of them, they call me chairperson. Sundowns, the Pirates said they call me chairperson. If you can check on my Facebook, everyone call me chairperson because I unite even at the supporters. The
supporters.
Yeah.
So you're not just a KZ Chiefs supporter, but you are a chairperson for football.
They call me chairperson, all of them, Sundowns, Pirates.
But now, Menby, what I want to ask you, Josh, you know, everywhere when you spoke about having that nice fan park in Yobugalapa, how do you then control like, security measures? How do you then control the crowd? How do you make sure with the Konaband, cause you know, Abandu Bachandu Tatama Chance, Bezosaka, if I can put it like that, Mundu, Unmazi, Utarabugeling, Shonepola Lel, but you find that person there, Pagi, just coming for drinks and things like that.
You know, that is a good thing. When we are going there, my city see a club in, she said, guys, let's collect 30 rand per person. Charge for a braai.
Yeah.
I know in my side I'll put 1,000 rand to buy more meat who accommodate those people because we want them. Umduza uzezo saka kanduza by member yezaba.
So again, kumuntu who gets chased away.
No. When we are doing these things, we put more money to accommodate those who are. Even I can send someone to the bushar to buy it. Inside Zenkomo, yes, I'll talk with Zenzi for everyone. So we're now occupied 30 rand. I can't be jealous, Mumdong Amazio, because we are born, everything is here.
It's here. Mm. Yeah. Okay.
So, actually, speaking of that, there was one of the fans that came out recently, and we saw that you helped him through his medical bills.
Yeah, his name was Unatio. We saw that on Facebook saying, well, I know I'm Kokele. He was saying thank you so much to Umen B. He's got a picture of you, saying you paid for my medical bills. Take us through that story, if you are comfortable enough.
But okay, no, it's fine. I saw this piece of paper. Yeah, I don't know that paper. It's not a Daily Dispatch or.
Yeah.
So, I just check. I tried to find out who is this guy. Yeah. No one gave me direction. Okay, I keep quiet. One day I saw other ladies, Facebook.
Yeah.
She was talking about this guy need this operation and what, you see?
Yeah.
I inboxed this lady, said, give me the details of the guy. I asked the guy, how much is your surgery thing? He was talking about
operation.
Operation. He was talking about 17K and what. I said, give me doctor's number. I called doctor. Doctor said, hey, this guy is giving me a hard time. So I discounted this man up to 8,000. So I transferred the money to the guy to to fix to, until to continue, daughter, yeah.
So imagine, whilst you continue with the story, you saw a story on a newspaper, and then you were traced or mthola lo muntu awumazi wena lo muntu.
No, you see, ubuso bakhe bebu familiar because I know supporters.
Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah,
when you go around the stadium, you notice faces, you see.
So you only saw a familiar face. It's not to say it's somebody obumazi in and out. It's
a
somebody.
Random person.
Yeah.
No. Yo, atutu kakula. Namba nga mazi pati. Ndi check us in the safe. Kwa tuwa ingati ifeni hako lumfana. Then nga mazi tu.
Sure, and then wakipa I 8,000 rand wa mkokele.
I paid 10,000, so I told him 2,000 is going to spend for grocery.
Wow. That is such an amazing story, Man B. Wow. No, congratulations on that, Man B. Well done. It says a lot about you as a person. It says a lot about your branch too. That is an absolutely amazing story. You just saw something online, Josh, and then you were traced or landed, and you paid the doctor, you know.
Yeah, I take my hat off to you. That's an amazing thing to have a camaraderie amongst fans like that.
Yeah.
Speaking of that kind of camaraderie, for me personally, I know in 2017 there was a tragic disaster at the stadium a couple of years ago. I believe it was FNB.
Yeah.
Following year 2018, I was actually personally unfootball related. I was at the Global Citizen concert.
Yeah.
There was a bit of a stampede there. Scary experience. Very scary experience. Uh-huh. People running around, not knowing which direction to go. And then this year, I believe there was also a bit of a situation down in the Western Cape.
Oh, still in Boschke.
I saw some videos again showing the character that you have, Manby, helping out, making sure, assisting some of the security guards as well. When it comes to that kind of thing, is it purely based on you being that presence there at the stadium all the time? Or take us through how your experience was there at the stadium.
Let me talk about this thing of Stellenbosch match against Kaizer Chiefs on the first leg of MTN 8. The people were coming in numbers in the gate.
Mm.
The cops, they locked the gate. They leave the gate.
Sure.
You see, the match is about to start inside.
Mm.
I don't know, I was waiting for someone standing there.
So the police locked the gate.
And leave.
Sure.
You see, the people, they try to break the gate. The gate.
Mm.
Hey, they try to go in.
To force their way inside.
To force their way inside. Hey, I go to the securities. I say, hey, guys, open that gate because these people are going to die.
Mm.
Two guys, I have two guys there.
So imagine, these are people with tickets.
They got tickets. They got tickets. But this guy, they want to use one gate.
Because
when you go there, before you enter that area of the stadium, you show the ticket.
Yeah.
If you are four in the car, you show the ticket. Four tickets, they allow you to go inside.
So everyone who was there,
they got ticket in the hand.
Yeah.
Even there were a lot of tickets were not cut. The full ticket inside because they were going with their tickets.
Yeah.
These people. I go to the security, I said, open the gate because we're going to lose a lot of life here.
Yeah.
They go in.
Sure.
Inside, when Kune saved that, what was happening? Or when Kaizer Chiefs equalized to Stellenbosch.
Yeah.
People, they go inside.
A grounding.
Mm. I decided to go and talk to them. Some of them, they listened to me. I said, guys, go back. I helped.
Yeah.
When I want to go out of the stadium, the police came to me, please, man, don't go. Because these people, they listen to you. Just stand inside and talk to them. I tried to manage. But the stadium was...
Managed.
The fence was the quality was poor. I don't know. And his security was not tight on that game.
Sure. I know. Talking about the pitch invasion and things like that. It's one of the questions I've been asking. As a chairperson, we've seen some fans. I remember when I'm a bit of the Chiefs, I think with the Super Sport, one of the fans was in a ground in Washayu referring Vuvuzela. It was a case of Chiefs fan. It was against Arrows, actually. And we saw against when Steve Kompela was resigning, we saw fans being in a ground in Bekahlela cameras and all of that. And faces were identified. So I know you said you like a welcoming situation. I'm a fan. Ngishona banga kukanga ukuthi basondele. But I want to ask you, if ubonakala umlandeli webranch yakho omaziyo engene egroundini eshayo referee, eziphi izinyathelo as a branch enizithathayo nini?
Umlandeli onotsi bayicingo wangena ngaphakathi noba uya eplayeni noba uya ku referee ukususpendwa ebranchini. Suspension clean leg.
I go please.
There's a different blend of brand. Okay, fans.
Yeah.
Those who are wearing that things, zambato.
Yeah.
See, fans, they support us. Supporters belong to branches. Those who support the team, nobody like you, nobody wants to don't. Because the fans, the team are losers, buyumva.
Yeah.
Particularly winners, they are pambil. So there is a difference between supporters and the fans. The fans is ends and andoni.
When are we?
Support.
Okay.
Support. So a branch member is supporter leg.
Yeah.
Support the Kaizer Chiefs. Kumnyama, kumhlophe. So once banga jamba, ayongene balena tache player. Nobangu refli, is suspension leyo a branch in. Abanokwazi ke umsuspenda kwa Kaizer Chiefs ngoba bazokwazi umbone stadium yabo pathe branchin singamkhupha ozihambela indlela yakhe
angasahambi ne branch
totally wrong lonto leyo leyo yoba ungatsiba no throwa izinto no ubuya lilalila ngaphakathi ushoutise but don't do izinto zaba physical.
Yeah. Okay. I understand that, NB, and I know you're a person that doesn't like hook suspend abantu and all of that. You want the branch to have as many, disciplined members as possible. So if now I want to be part of a branch, kune imali ngikhokhayo monthly or ngikhokha only make sure mhlambe kune Soweto Derby, kuyadlalwa FNB, khokha imali ngaka, kuyadlalwa Moses Mabhida, khokha imali ngaka. So ithini into yama payments khona izimali engizikhokhayo ukuthi branch ibe nama funds?
It's not a force, but if you want to do your thing,
yeah,
Island and branch, yeah. Sine training fee eyonyaka, just to training fee,
yeah,
sibe ne monthly fee 30 rand every month.
The training fee imali
is 50 rand.
Okay.
For unyaka.
Unyaka.
Pindwe renewisha komnye unyaka.
Unyaka, yeah.
It's 30 rand every month. Yeah. La mali lesi sebenza ku stationery zethu kwinto ze ba it was a branch.
Yeah.
Because kuku members ufuna zikhangelo ufonele natsika yonke lanto.
Yes, yes.
Sebenzisa. And la mali siyakwazi xa kukho lonto yingxaki like ngela xesha le COVID. Sikwazile basi kukho abantu abangasebenziyo esi-identify i-branch members ezisokolayo ezingathathi ntweni kumakokwazi.
Yeah.
We bought the food parcels.
Okay.
We give those people. We go to the school, one of the school besingenela kuyo meeting. Sacela utishara asichekishele abantwana abangathathi ntweni. We bought the food parcel. Bahambe babiza abazali babo bazothatha bakwazi ukutya during that time COVID bekunzima. Abanye sikwazi ukuchekisha izihlangu, banazo izihlangu, sifike kusini esikolweni nje, singatsho basizodini. Bona umntana izihlangu zakhe ubhala igama. So sithenge lo number yezihlangu, sihambe sobanika.
Yo, okay.
So siyakwazi ukusebenzisa kwezonto.
Yeah.
Ya, esiyekile siyakwazi ukuzenzela ngoba sivala unyaka, sizenze a big event ye end year function. Abantu bakwazi uyitya la mali.
Hayi, nami ngiyongimema lapho.
I'm also about to join.
Bengizothola nje invite ukuthi hayi ndoda sesiyayenza le price yafika la. Probably hopefully Chiefs will be say winning a league by then, or will be say winning a cup by then. I want to ask you this, Man B. What are your expectations in Kaizer Chiefs this season? I know you said uzwane usabuild akusakhona ama players amasha kusakhona ini, but when I you know we expect her. So ngiseza kubuza you wish, but nje sengifuna i realistic expectation nge manje ukuthi ngokubona kwami ngokwendlela izinto zihamba ngayo ngokathenda kwami imidlalo ngicanti sizofika la ngicanti kwama cup sokwenza nje yeyiphi nje expectation yakho.
Nobuzwa ibuza le question sendiyiphendule le wish. First of all, ubuzwana ngasiphathele MTN 8. We can give him a chance to build. Ohlobo afuna ngalo because we need something.
Yeah.
No, from Steve Kompela singafumani niks until now.
Yeah.
It's a big gap.
Okay.
If we angasibizela angasiphathela nje iMTN 8. aqhube apha build team yakhe until season noba yingapha bamnike yona kwa Kaizer Chiefs asinike team ezaba right because we need a good team. Mm. Noba ke kwiliga ngasiye kanje sikwazi uphinde siye Africa noba ku second position.
Yeah.
Uba ukwazi la ithatha siyazi but uba ngasiphathela le MTN 8 singa relax.
Yeah, so Josh Manby makes a very good point. Actually, you spoke about Ateta and him getting a chance.
Mm.
He's saying Uzwane can buy himself time to build if he can win the MTN 8 because he would have brought silver. And that is exactly the same thing with Ateta and I, with your beloved Arsenal, that he won the FA Cup and he bought himself time to build. You know, he says it's nice to build when you've got something like a silverware, even if it's a small
some credit trophy in the bank.
Exactly. You know, so how important is it for Uzwane to win this MTN 8?
Oh, I feel the pressure, like we're saying, the fans need to get behind their manager, the team. The pressure that comes if you don't win the MTN 8, that's what then comes into consideration. I feel like the board personally, they back him.
Yeah.
The board backs him. The players seem to, it seems to be coming together under him. But the MTN 8 puts so much credit in the bank for him if he gets that trophy. The fans will then, they'll always be a skeptical one.
Nothing,
no pitch invasions, no, untoward behavior.
Yeah.
Yes, there's always that skeptical fan.
Yeah.
It's just always an MTN 8.
Yeah.
But in this country, 8 million rand is a lot of money.
Mm.
It goes a long way in the, for the team, as well as silverware back in the trophy cabinets. The latest one, obviously, it will be. It's important. I know it will be in the home away from home, in my opinion, at Moses Mabhida Stadium. I'm a Zulu. It'll be a difficult feat. They've got a new manager at the moment. But the MTN 8 puts a lot of credits in the bank for Zwane.
Yeah, I also think so. I think if he can win the MTN 8, he will buy himself time, you know. It's nice just to move that trophy drought and end all of that, like Umenbe is saying. Then you can start building towards the league. There's no pressure on winning the league. There's no pressure also on winning MTN 8. But what Umenbe is trying to say is that it will be much easier for him to get a lot of fans behind him. Because if he doesn't win the MTN 8, two games in a row, to achieve Seattle, then we start seeing bottles being thrown in ground in. We start seeing those Mangete must go hashtags. We start seeing, things like that. You know, Manby, just before I let you go, last questions. What are the main, challenges go chairperson we branch? You know, like from the top of my head, isn't the sort of Shilo. I know, it's hard to do. Even government, that's what they're struggling with. What ends the lint is for everyone is into status cut. You know, like, so I'm thinking my challenge or the biggest challenge is Obanayo right now after you shared your stories. Uzo Wenza Lok, Abanyi Basali Ngalabeta, Tina Menbi, when are you coming to us? How much of a challenge, is that?
Hey, a big challenge, bruh. Because you help Ngap, Atabanyi Kuketu Abanto
Abatil,
Hanga Jung situation by fun.
Mm.
For example, kufika in New Jersey, console mkutale lbi branch yetu.
Ibe na
majeza. Kuhonke umtu, maibe ngu mzekelu. Ale yonu nge ba New Jersey, Kaizer Chiefs. Ufumase kubo koba ndo ba strike risha, you serious?
Ebanga la 40 Jersey.
Akara thing bandisa uchando oni late.
Mm.
It is something, uza uchando oni.
Yeah.
For a lunch yake. So sometimes I decided to buy for those, but hey, it's a lot of talks.
Mm.
He's buying people. What you see? Mm. We are turning around because we have about 10, what in your own land. Okay, you can use the app, like Lendoka, you don't follow the state.
Yeah.
If money message, phone in your. Yo, upisa nge mali nje, and you need the mali for into a tile net. We are born into a zinje.
Yeah.
Sibabu party as a leader. Awkwazu bu yumvi ya pambili.
Mm.
Even if many challenges, we ex leaders because the branch must zangi kalwe nguwe.
Yes.
Yaka la wangen. Is in those ends, I was different to Ngokubon by each last napper because Ngokuzanes beko. Who's Fumanes or comment without Fumanibantu in Baku Tiwa and Makamawako? But as a leader, Fumanibia Pambil, Agumbi, we turned a lendo. And kunyanzelekile ke ngokuba uhombe kuwe kakhulu kakhulu ube ngumsekelo uzenze just uba ubaphusha ubaboni yenziwa lento. Akho lula kakhulu uba ngubranch person.
Akho
lula tu difficult.
So you spoke about chairperson abadala the ex-leaders. So do you like vote for Uchepesin, or how is Uchepesin elected?
Yeah, I have voted for Uchepesin.
So after mhlambe iminyaka mingapi?
Term iphela after 3 years.
Okay.
But ke ngoku kuthi kusiwa kwi-election bekusithi hayi obvious uyaqhuba because namandla neminyaka mingapi ngoku.
Mm.
Abafuni noba ndihle beke ndababhalela neletter ndifuna uresigna because ndibhizi kakhulu.
Mm.
Sinto zam personally but no.
Siyakudinga.
Hlala for now. If ungasuka le branch ngaphela.
Mm.
Yeah. And ke ngoku kukhala ne branches outside, omaRhawutini, eDurban natsika. Kuthiwe no. If you go eastern and branch iphelile. So kawuleza usuke apha. So kutshumaka ba wena ufike waphatha njani phangaphambili.
Mm.
But yona iterm ngu 3 years as uchairperson we branch. Xa kuphinda kuyiwa kwezinye elections uba ubethiwe.
Yeah, I know. No, I understand. I mean, it's jealousy is something that's always going to be there, everywhere. Josh, what are your final words to Menbe?
Look, the story that you've shared today, take my hat off to you. Appreciate. And it's nice to be in the presence of someone who actually lives, breathes, eats love and peace.
Menbe also, there are some stories that I didn't know about you and Yuzthole, on this podcast. You are a true, gentleman. You are a true supporter. Like you said, keep it up. I hope there'll be more supporters like you. And thank you so much for joining us. It was a pleasure. We just guess now when you get to hear, the challenges that my supporters go through, get to understand what a branch is about, you know, the advantages of being in a branch and things like that. Thank you so much, my brother.
Thank you, brother.